Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the show. Earlier this week, we had an episode about buying and selling a house. I shared our own chat from last weekend about what we wanted to get from the new place. When you're house hunting or about to start, you have to accept that in most cases, you aren't going to get everything you want. Whether it's the house itself or your budget, the two of you have to decide which features are necessary for your family and which ones are bonuses. Today, I'll be sharing more of our earlier conversation. Besides talking about our must-have features, we also thought about some nice-to-have ones for our next place. You can see how easily the lines can blur.
The rooms that I'm mainly looking for are, you said, 3 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Good with that. 2 full bathrooms. Good with that. The master bedroom does need to be a decent size. Don't want a tiny master bedroom. I've seen some places with really small master bedrooms. That's just not going to work. We don't need one as huge as the one we have right here, which is taking up pretty much the entire third floor, but something, decent size is going to be good. That said, it doesn't need to be extravagant.
Maybe we should measure what we have in the third floor, like what we actually have for the bedroom space, that portion of it.
Yeah, with the room that we knew we want to upgrade to, we know we wanted to get a king-size bed.
Yes. Whereas
we have a queen-size right now, and that's going to require more room, you know. So, factor that in. Good idea on measuring to see, well, what are we actually needing? What are we actually using versus the extra space that's just basically random storage?
I mean, well, yeah, it's kind of a sitting library kind of space, which we can put anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, we could take that and convert it into a office with some partitions if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But we haven't. But we could. But we may not. Anyway.
Yeah.
Also, we need an office of some kind. It's possible that can be like with our current place, part of the second or the third bedroom. But it would be nice to have a dedicated office space, for the computers. Or maybe if there's enough room, this is more getting into the like to have territory, but, you know, we have our entertainment computer area and we have our work computer area, but that's getting into some nice to have stuff. For the home brewing, having some space for that, brew closet of some kind. If we can manage to get a basement, that'd be great. Or some kind of basement-like location.
Actually, I was thinking, and I'm just imagining the neighborhoods we've already looked at in their style. They have, like, the carport with the storage closet. And I'm thinking that could be a brew place that would probably not be used for anything else.
Yeah. A garage typically is a bit more random and it's just a little less controlled, unless it's, you know, got its own environmental controls. But
yeah,
it's above ground. It's a little less temperature control.
My only thing is because we're dealing with areas that might be possibly less square footage, I don't want to give up too much space.
Yeah.
And for the basement, that might be like the split levels we've seen. The quote basement could be the entertainment area.
Yeah. But if that's the basement.
Or it could be the office.
Right. But yeah, there are some split level locations. Those are good. We might build they might have an area that is partly underground that could be used for storage for a temperature controlled area.
Like the wet bar.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
That was awesome.
Yep. That's coming into the nice to haves, actually.
That is, and it would be
already
there.
Built in.
Looks pretty dated. I've seen some of those, but
oh, that was straight out of the 70s.
But you can just change the faucet. You can glass it up.
Get rid of the wood paneling. Something a little nicer.
Or paint it. Hope you enjoyed getting an idea of how we're going through this house buying process. I'd love to hear from you. What are your must-haves for your next house? What are your nice-to-have features? If you recently bought a house, did you get everything that you wanted on the list? Share your story on couplemoneypodcast.com. Until next time, take care.